This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can come and watch the show. And also, if you want to keep up to date with Food for Thought, you can like us on Facebook, and all the information is there with pictures and all kinds of that stuff. So welcome to another week of Food for Thought. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing? Ooh, here.
And now I'm doing even better. Yes, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
You know, it is Ken, when he uses the studio, he turns down the...
The extra. Yes, okay.
So we're good now.
So I'm back in gear, huh?
We're back in gear.
Well, I am doing very well. And yes, you are right. Our Facebook page, I love. There is so much there. You can see pictures of the... You know how you listen to somebody on the radio and you have this kind of mental image of what you think they look like? And many times you're off. So this way you can kind of put a face to the name,
exactly,
to the voice,
exactly,
all of that, and then see what's coming.
You know, it's funny when you said that. I had been listening to The Pulse before, you know, this was years ago. Mm-hmm. And then when I met J-Dog,
yeah,
I was like, that's J-Dog.
Yes,
It just doesn't match the voice.
I know. There are so many of them that are like that, though.
Yes.
I mean, I think the same of Peter St. James, of Ken Kale. The first time you meet them, I was like, oh, okay. It's not quite how I pictured you. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
So it is nice to be able to assign that picture to the voice.
Yes.
I also want to thank our sponsors for making Food for Thought possible. Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry, as well as precision repair. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry as of today. Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester, top quality foods made fresh, as well as New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, and Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars.
There we go.
And so,
yes, speaking.
It was a big day. Yes, tell us about
Londonderry. We opened this morning at 6 a.m. And I've been there all weekend. Daryl and I hung all of the stuff on the walls, and he did such a great job with it. Had his level and everything's like perfect. It looks so good. And this morning, we opened at 6 a.m. and it's great. It's going. I mean, you know, the little things, but the food is coming out great. You know, we have like people from the other two locations there overlooking like the new people, and the front was good and everybody's good. Yeah, my son's over there, so he's all excited. And
That is exciting. So is it like, you know, you mentioned you were doing some of the finishing touches over the weekend. And so is there that build up, that kind of tense excitement? Like,
It's like scary excitement, kind of.
Yes.
It's like, because everybody kept saying, you're opening Monday. You're all weekend. they pop in and you're opening Monday. We're like, we are. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And then we're also anchored. The liquor store will be opening in about a week. So they're not open yet. But then the other side is the Andaris. Nice people. They own the gas station next door. It's like it's a travel center, but it has, it's like a store. The store, and they sell sandwiches and, you know, donuts and coffee and all that kind of stuff. So they're going to be opening. They were just having a little bit of computer problems. They are opening today. They weren't open when I left a little bit ago, but they will be shortly. There's something with their gas, the pumps.
Okay.
So
this is going to be a whole little hub, a whole new hub.
Yes, it's a travel center.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so. Good timing, good location.
Definitely. So it's fun. It's been So after the show, I'll be heading back over there. So yeah,
it is exciting. It's like all the prep it's like a wedding or something. You know,
it's
true. Big build up. You have all the details that you're trying to nail down, and then the day of the event, you're high, and then things go fast, and it's just crazy and exciting.
Like all morning, and it's just like running around. And the GM and the front end manager, they look so nice in their shirts, and they're all professional and
very nice.
Really good. I'm proud of them all. They're all
bringing their A game.
Yes. So what did you do this? What did you do this weekend? Did you do anything exciting?
I did not. I go through this thing, especially in the winter, where I sit on my couch for a minute. I look around and I'm like, no, this is all wrong.
Uh-oh.
And then, yes.
I like to do that too.
And typically I do it when Mark is at work.
Oh, and so then he comes home and it's all different. See, which, I like to do that.
Yes,
too.
Do you? It just gives you this fresh outlook. You've got your seats in a different, you know, the couch. The problem is I drag them across the, because I'm just one person. I can't really lift it. So I drag the couch across the floor. And then I'll get things set up where I think they should be. And I look at it again. And I'm like, no. Maybe if this goes. So this can be like hours long that I'll do this. And I really don't know what I'm doing until I see it lined up a certain way. This time, and Mark has become so used to this. We've been married 14 years, and he knows that every couple of months I'm going to change something. In fact, when I ask him, hey, don't you like this? He'll say, well, yeah, but it doesn't really matter. You're going to change it in another couple months. So so I got the hairy eyeball when because I didn't bother to tell him what I was doing. I just started moving stuff while he was sitting over there.
Oh, geez.
And then I said, hey, I'm going to need you just for a minute. So he was a good sport, and he moved stuff. So I clean, but that always does incite me to do some deep cleaning too.
Right.
And then when you get done, you just feel everything feels fresh and different. You have this new outlook on things, and the kids love it. It really makes more sense for the space we have. I mean, the living room even bigger with nice seating areas and cozy little nooks. And I'm all about the lighting. Like we have in here, I love the studio lighting in here because it can be softened. It's not just the harsh, overhead light of a fluorescent light. It's beautiful little mood lighting. And I'm all into that at home too. It needs to be just the right lighting. So that was my fun.
Nice.
Cleaning. And I didn't do a whole lot of cooking this weekend. What did you? And so again, it was really just kind of staying home. Did some planning, got some airline tickets for my daughter to come home, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So it was very task oriented.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
so how
nice.
About you? We were going to go play racquetball and go swimming, and we never were able to make that happen. So we're hoping to do that
I
either
used
later
to play
today.
Racquetball.
You did.
I did. I used to play in tournaments and everything.
You did?
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe we'll have to
years
do
ago.
It was. Well, see, that's when mine was. And so I thought, maybe I'm not even going to enjoy it anymore. And I went back in the court with my son, Christopher.
Yeah, you mentioned that
we
last
had
week.
So much fun. And that was his first time playing. So I said, hey, would you do this with mom again? He said, yeah, I'd love to. And so I got to, play him, play Mark. And,
cool.
And then little Nicholas, who's 9, he goes, I wish I could play racquetball. So I think we've got a whole new thing started. And of course, it was fun to go swimming together.
Now, where did you, there's a racquetball court in Concord?
In Concord. I think it's one of the few places that you can go and play racquetball. And it's been there for a long time, the Health Club of Concord.
The executive over by the airport has racquetball courts too.
Yeah. Yep. So it is. It's so much fun though. So you were playing in tournaments, huh?
Yeah. And it was when it was the Manchester Court Club. Manchester Court Club.
Okay.
And, but yeah, that was years ago. That was when I was like in high school or something.
It'd be interesting to pick up a racket again.
Which I
after
should
the first
pick up.
Few, yeah.
I should pick up the racket and get my butt and doing
running
things,
back and
trying
forth.
Not to look at Rocco as I'm saying that.
yes, because we are going to be hearing from Rocco very shortly.
We are.
It's Healthy Monday.
Healthy Monday, and then June will be here, second hour, Meatless Mondays, and with seasonal recipes and tips.
Yes.
And today's food quote: time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. Groucho Marx, he's the one that
Leave
said that.
Leave it to Groucho. That's pretty good.
Time flies like an arrow, and fruit flies like a banana.
Yeah. Of course they do. I was thinking about bananas the other day because I buy a bunch of bananas and we eat maybe the first two or three. Because one of my sons loves bananas. I'll put it on my cereal, whatever. Do you ever buy bananas and have not at least one of them just sit there and go brown on your counter?
Always one of them does. All the time.
And then I'm thinking, okay, and at the point that you get to three, if they three start to turn, then I'm like, okay, that could be a banana bread.
Banana bread.
But again, then that's just, you just made it into a whole big project. So every time.
I get it.
And for you, that would mean flour going everywhere.
Yes. It's not going to happen. Forget it. No. Well, that's not so bad because it's in the bowl. Mm. But when it's on my counter, forget it.
Oh, okay.
But speaking of banana bread, today is National Banana Bread Day.
Cut it
Isn't
out.
That weird?
It
National
is weird.
Banana Bread Day.
Wow.
And it's also International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Where did
How do you appreciate a dog biscuit?
Dog biscuit.
Here. So what little kid, though, hasn't eaten one? My sister. And my father encouraged her to do so. Remember Liva Snaps? I don't know if you do. That was a lot. That was back from the... Okay,
yeah.
They were a little box. And I think the box themselves kind of looked like animal crackers to my sister.
Oh, my gosh. And she thought they were...
She goes, I want one, because we were giving one to our dog Cuddles. And my dad read the ingredients on the box. He goes, sure, you can try one. And so it was this whole, we're all just transfixed at the dinner table looking at Annie and going, are you really going to do this?
And she did?
She did. And she is alive and well. No, she didn't ask for more or keep going. She took
just
a bite.
Wanted to make sure.
Yeah. But yes. So maybe, I don't think she would appreciate them on a personal level. But dog biscuit appreciation.
Dog biscuit appreciation day.
Fascinating.
And it's Ebbets Field Memorial Day. I don't know.
Oh,
whatever that is.
I have nothing on that.
I don't. Well, actually, it says to see below 1960. Let me see. Ebbets Field is torn down. The former home of the former, Brooklyn Dodgers. They played their last game in Ebbets Field on September 4th, 1957, and deserted to Los Angeles, California.
Oh. All right, which is why neither you nor I knew about that.
But yeah. I know.
Okay. Interesting.
If J-Dog was on the other end, he'd be...
He would be chiming in right away and cluing us in before you even had time to go look at that note.
Yes. Well, I think we're going to go on a short break. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. And when we come back, we'll be with Rocco from Integrity Health, Health Coaching Solutions. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
It's big.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can come and watch the show. And let's welcome Rocco Boulay from Integrity Health Coaching Solutions to our Healthy Monday.
Well,
welcome.
Jeannie, Carol, thanks for having me back again.
Of course.
I appreciate being here.
It's always an